This week we have actually two readings. One of them is called Nitzavim, which means to stand firm, and the other one is called Vayelich, which means to move on. This is not the proper place to explain why sometimes we have one reading when sometimes we have two readings. Most of the times, just, of course, one reading. But the point is that this particular time, before going into Rosh Hashanah, into the beginning of the year, which actually applies to Jews and to non-Jews, because the whole world is judged in the day of Rosh Hashanah. But in any case, this particular week, we have two readings. It comes up to the point that there's an opinion that Saadia Goind, that lived in Iraq in year 800, around that year, he wrote that actually Nitzavim and Vayelech, what we usually call two parshas, two sections, are actually one thing that sometimes is divided into two. But we have to understand, these two things that are actually one, sometimes divided into two, are two opposite ideas. One thing is to be stand firm in your place, nothing moves you. And a very different thing is to move on, to move from your place, to grow, so to speak. So how can it be that two opposite things actually are one section that sometimes is divided into two? So why is it actually one section? And the idea is like this. There are things in life that have to be fixed, that actually these things come from above, so to speak. God gives us a framework with which to work. Look, this is the Torah, this is the text of the Torah, this is my will. But even in the Torah itself, we find these two movements also. We find the written Torah, it's something fixed, and you cannot change it. And we find the oral Torah, something that actually grows constantly, even myself speaking, even though I read this idea in a different book. But whatever, the way I express the idea, the examples I give when expressing the idea, etc., this is part of the oral Torah. It grows. And then you have the same idea, actually, the framework in the tefillah, in our service to God. There's a thing that is the set text that a person should be saying to God. And then there's the feelings. The feelings grow and change according to the day, according to the person, etc., etc. They are not fixed. And then you have exactly the same idea of fixed and change and changing in mitzvahs, in the commandments. A person can fulfill the commandments just as they are given from Mount Sinai, not adding, not taking away, etc., etc. However, there are ways of making more beautiful the observance of these commandments. It's called mehadrin, a person that actually searches for doing better, going beyond the letter of the law, really embellishing what your observance is. So we find in all aspects of life, there are fixed things that come from above. And then there are things that we add, so to speak, to it, our feelings, our thoughts, our will to actually do more and be more connected to God. And that's something that changes. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to be on fire. And today I prayed, it was so nice and so good. And one day it's going to be, you know what, tomorrow is going to be a better day. So we find these two ideas, these two movements, all around the place in the life of a person. So how can they be together? Because again, the moving is based actually on the fixed things of life. God gives us a framework. He comes, so to speak, from above in Mount Sinai and tells us, look, this is the thing that you should be doing. And based on this thing, you should actually grow. And you should make your own ideas into growing yourself and improving yourself in your connection to God. That's why they're actually one thing. However, many years, we actually read them separate. Why? Because even when we say that God gives you a framework, a fixed thing with which you should work, but the work itself is your choice. You have free will to work and improve yourself and grow, or not to do it, God forbid. But it's your input. So in a regular way, they should be going together. You grow according to the fixed ideas that God gave you, and you move on, so to speak. Nitzavim, firm standing, is the fixed ideas God gave you, and vayelich, moving on, depends on you. But however, again, even though they go together, they're two things. God is expecting us to be his partner in creation, to improve ourselves, to get more connected to him. It's just like a father that hides himself, expecting for the child to search for him. Tati, Tati, where is Tati? And here is Tati, everybody's happy. Yeah, God is expecting us to make him, so to speak, happy by searching for him, by moving on. That's why Nitzavim Vayelech are actually one thing, standing firm and moving on. It's actually one thing that some years is divided into two to show us the idea that God is expecting us to make the choice, the conscious choice of connecting to him.